I hope that the Word of God is going to talk to you and to your heart as I tell you a little bit about me. I know most of you know me, but you probably don't know too much about me. You don't know that I grew up without dad. You know, we sometimes have dads at home, but they're not there. They're like absent. And while I was growing up, I used to get teased, you know, or bullied. They used to call so-and-so is your dad, so-and-so is your dad. So I grew up with this bitterness inside of me, which I didn't know. You probably can, some of you that didn't have your dads and mom, when you went to school, you know, sometimes they ask you to do certain things with parents, but they're not there for you, even if you wanted to. Like, for example, my dad, to me, it was just like, back then I used to think this way when I was about, probably my son's age, he's about 16, that I didn't care. So it created in me a mentality that I didn't need a dad, that I could do whatever I wanted to do in life, that the world was in my hands. But that wasn't the case. So I want you to know that you're not alone. And now I know that I wasn't alone. God has always been there for me. Now, when I came to the Lord, I was much, much older. But now that I'm this age, I'm over 40, I'm so grateful that I have both parents. So today, it's morning. If you can open your Bibles, I know we're in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, and my verse is actually going to be number 12, if I'm not mistaken. But before you get into that Bible verse, I'm going to go ahead and read to you some of the things that we do as parents. So just listen. I'm not going to give no Bible verses, just some ways how we, as parents, we dishonor or make our children to anger. I'm going to start there, but then listen to the Word of God. So first of all, a lot of times we place unrealistic expectations on our children. Sometimes we give them too much freedom. That's not good. Sometimes we're just too strict. And that's not good either. Sometimes we fail to affirm them, to let them know they're loved. And there are times that, as parents, we abuse our children. Physically and emotionally. Sometimes we call our children by names. And I'm not saying names like, hello, baby. Or sometimes I hear this a lot. Sometimes moms call their kids papi. Venga, say papi. Oh, come here, daddy. It's a loving way. So I'm talking about the other kind of names that we call them. Okay, and always, I don't know, but I know God is going to speak to you. The Holy Spirit is going to bring to you one of those points. Maybe you have a parent that is always finding fault. That no matter what you do, you know, you're wrong or you can't do it right. Okay, in the discipline, a lot of times we discipline our children in anger. And it's unwise. Because when you're angry, you tend to overdo it. And probably not necessarily just beating them up, but with words that are like knife that cuts down all the weight to the inner being of that soul. And also we have parents that we tend to refuse to admit our own mistakes. Like we want to tell our children, I'm always right. And it's not. We make mistakes. And being inconsistent also with the discipline. You should discipline your children, or we should, when we need to. And when we need to, we have to do it because it's out of love. It's not because we see our parents, we can all agree that we don't like to discipline our children. But it's because of the love that we can do it. See, God disciplines his children because he loves us. Now, if we go, or dead, you all know about what children or kids nowadays are doing because they don't have fear of the Lord. And here's another thing. Comparing our children. We make this mistake as parents. You should be like your brother. You should be like your sister. Well, look at her, how she's doing. She's, or he is. No. God didn't call us to be like somebody else. He called us to be like Jesus Christ. And we know he's perfect in every way. When we yell at them, or disrespecting them in front of their, a lot of times we do this, we actually do it on purpose in front of their friends. Don't we? As parents, come on. I'm not putting you down, but just want you to know that the ways that we can hurt our children too. So, also breaking promises. So, keep your promises. If you make a promise, keep your promise. And if for whatever reason you didn't keep your promise, be honest. And say, I couldn't. I could say to my son, Anthony, I couldn't. Just be honest. So, a few more. Just failing to listen. And I'm not going to just do the last two. Living in hypocrisy. As parents, we are home in a certain way and here in a different way. Modeling anger in front of our children. So as I gave the negative side, can you all raise a hand, who would say, I still honor my mom and dad, even though of all that you heard? Great, great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Because honoring does not have any limits to it or exceptions, right? It's a commandment from God. So, and let's move on to the next slide. So we have, it's fairly quick on the next slide. We have many fathers, and I'm just going to talk about what is the natural dad. Yes, I had a dad, my natural or biological dad. And sometimes we think about obeying or honoring somebody else, because they're good fathers. So as we have many fathers, but we're called in the fifth commandment to honor my father and my mother, even though they're not here. Or if you do have them, then you know what to do. And we're gonna go over a few things that we're able to do as children to show them that we honor them. It's not just obeying to take the trash out. It's not just obeying to tell a mom, I love you, or dad, I love you. A lot of times, for some reason, as males, we tend not to give thanks, to be loved to our parents, especially our dad, for some reason, I don't know. I want to break that with my own children. So, let's move on to the next slide, please. Okay. Now, we're going to move on to, but just remember, why do we need to honor? There's a reason right there. Why do we need to honor our parents? Your mom and your dad. And I grew up with my grandfather, whom I used to call dad. Now, he's no longer here. But I'm sure that my mom that is here, she can still honor him. So, look real careful. It says, so that you may have a long life in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Now, in another translation, if you have it, if you're still there, because I've asked you earlier to go ahead and pull up your Bible, it says that it may go well. So remember, I want a long life, and I want it to go well as well. So who wants a long life and just be in misery? I don't think anybody wants that. I want it to go well with me. And it starts by honoring your father and mother. So let's please move to the next slide. And here are some examples, ways how we can honor our parents. So the inwardly part and the outward. So we can do it just as we can say to our parents, I love you. But you also need to show it in the attitude that you take. So that's Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3. You don't have to go there, but you can jot it down. So, and it says, each of you is to respect his mother and father. Each of you. Now, all of us here have or had a dad and mom. And the commandment says to honor them. See, there's no exception whether there's as long as that they live, or as long as they are good to you, as long as they let you do whatever you want to do. So, in that story that is in 1 Kings 2:19, who knows who was King Solomon? Got a few here? Okay, well. Well, King Solomon, in those days, he was the wisest man. The only one who can supersede him is Jesus Christ. Nobody. He's perfect every way. And we know that even though he was a king, I love the story that he did the following. He said, and Bathsheba went to King Solomon to speak to him about Adonijah. The king stood up and greeted her. And a lot of times, what happens with our mom and dads, and we're probably in a big position, how do we treat our parents? Or even when they come to see you. But we'll continue to read further. It says, he bowed. You know what that is? He bowed down. He gave her praise, right? So that's a way you can show to her. And then he says, sat down on his throne. As all of us who have received the Lord Jesus Christ, one day we're going to be with him. As right now, the Lord Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand. You see, he had a throne place for the king's mother. So she sat down at his right hand. And I can just picture that. I don't know how many of us are going to be presidents. Because nowadays, that's it. I've asked the class the other day, what would you do if you were the son of the president? And a lot of you answered, those that are in the class, that you wouldn't want to. But how can you be, or how can you go to heaven if you don't have that eternal gift, which is Jesus Christ? So if you say you are a child of God, then we must obey. And God is commanding us. It's not like, in this case, it's not even mom or dad telling us. It's our Heavenly Father telling us, obey the commandments. Now, the first four commandments were referring more to the relationship between us as individual human beings and our Heavenly Father. So it's a privilege for me to also begin this series, or this part of the series, in the relationship that is horizontal. And it's very interesting that God included the fifth commandment in the first 10 commandments, right? To honor your father and your mother. Think about it. It's so important. There must be something that God is telling us. And this is the first commandment with a promise. Imagine that. Now, you need faith to be able to honor your father and mother. You need a relationship with God. Because if we're not honoring our parents, we're disobeying. And a lot of times it's because it's ignorance. A lot of times it's, we know it, but we still choose not to. Well, I'm already grown, a grown child. I don't need my mom to be telling me anything. I don't need my dad to come over and tell me what to do. I'm no longer in his house. But that's not what God is saying. You honor them. So, one more slide, please. Here's how us as children can show honor to our parents. First thing, being obedient. This is Luke chapter 2, verse 51. He's talking about Jesus. Then he, Jesus, went down with them, as his parents, and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother kept all these things in her heart. This should tell us so much. He had the right not to obey his parents. Jesus Christ had the right. But yet, he was obedient to his earthly parents that God had chosen for him. So just meditate on that section. Would the president of the United States, and we're going to go into that too, because we need to honor authority, but it starts at home. It starts with our parents. Jesus Christ showed us that he's humble. That even though is in the highest position. But I'm going to give you, yes, nothing over God. Then we have Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. And if you are married, then it comes the Father and the Mother. That's the structure that he has. So think about it. That's why he wants us to not have any other gods. He wants to not use his name in vain. His name has power. So let's meditate on that. Jesus being the King of Kings, he was obedient. And I just stand in awe. Wow. And here I am, preaching his word, and he still uses me, even though I'm a sinner. I sin against him. His love is great, unsurpassed. So, another way, listening to their counsel. Let's see what, and this is from Proverbs. I like for all the young, but even us, as older as we are, read your Proverbs. There's a lot of wisdom in it. It says, listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and don't reject your mother's teaching. We get some instruction with our parents. A lot of times it's just like we say, or as my future wife show me, sometimes we go like this. Roll our eyes, right? Now I understand what that means. I didn't understand that before. I know I'm going to get in trouble after this, so please come for my help. But don't we have mothers? Yes, a lot of times we have mothers that will try to tell you to do, even in the way that you dress. And to put this on, to do this, and the food, don't eat that. You know, don't be drinking Coke. Drink more water. And what do we do? What do we say? See? There are a lot of ways. But I hope that the Word of God is, you know, it's actually bringing you conviction that we need to change. We need to be transformed by the Word of God. So let's go ahead and move on to the next slide, please. Thank you so much. Okay, so why should we honor our parents? A lot of you earlier when I asked, and a few of you raised your hand. So this goes to all of us, but also to those that didn't raise your hand. That you thought that we shouldn't honor our parents. Because they were so-and-so. Maybe they mistreated us. Maybe like in my case, he was never there. Never. Maybe you have a parent, dad or mom, that's there at home, but they're not really home with you. Your best friend is probably your phone. Okay, so we know it's a commandment from God. So, do we have an option to be obedient in that commandment to honor our dad and mom? We don't have an option, but yet we do it. I mean, some of us it might be more obvious than others. Some of us are learning. Like myself, I'm learning to be more patient, more kind. And at that time, it doesn't come out naturally. I can't lie because my mom is here, okay? So, and next, we have a few, the next commandments, one of them is going to be, don't lie. So, now, a lot of you may not agree with that. We're saying that the parents deserve it. Well, why do they deserve it? Because it's a commandment from God. God is saying. And I'm going to show you a Bible verse too. Why they deserve it. And I had it ready here. You don't have to pull it up, but it's in Romans 13:7. And it says, pay your obligations to everyone. Taxes to those who owe taxes. Tolls to those who owe tolls. Respect to those who owe respect. And honor to those who owe honor. So, they deserve it. Whether I think they don't, they do. God is over me. I cannot tell him what to do. He's actually giving me instructions in the Ten Commandments on what to do. So, we're going to read this, Colossians 3:20. And talk a little bit on that. It says, children, as us, all of you that raise your hand, right? Have a dad and mom. So, even if you think like Brother Beckham, you're probably the youngest one here. Then you say, well, I have to. Well, we honor our dad and mom. And we obey them. It says, children, obey. He's asking of being obedient. Obey your parents in everything. For this is which is pleasing to the Lord. Now, and don't get that confused, okay? Now, just ask yourself this question. Would God ask you to obey your dad or mom if they're telling you to go ahead and go kill somebody or go steal from somebody? Would God ask you that? No. So, don't get wrong ideas about this Bible verse. Because you may look at it this way. Well, I got to do because God says so. So, if they're telling me to do this, I got to do it. Otherwise, I'm going to be in trouble with my dad, with my Heavenly Father. So, no. You have discernment. Now, there's another Bible verse. I'm just going to quote it because it'll take me longer to get to it. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I believe it's in verse 22, it says, abstain from all evil. So, your dad or your mom is telling you, okay, you know, just lie. You know, when they call me, like a certain person that I don't want to talk to, just tell them I'm not here. We do that. Probably nowadays it's different, but back in our days when we didn't have all this technology, all these phones, right? So we were doing a few things. We're disobeying the commandment. We're telling them to lie. We're telling them to do something. But as children, a lot of us probably listen, right? Well, my mom is telling me, my dad is telling me so. But when you grow up, then you're no longer a child. And I want to quote this Bible verse. Well, I know it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It talks about love. And the verse itself, I don't have in my mind, but some of you probably will remember. Paul is saying, when I was a child, I was thinking like a child. But now that I'm older, I left those childish things. Sometimes we still act like that. I am here telling you this. I've done it. But I got to remember who I am. Now, I love that song. And a little later on, I'm going to ask the worship team to go ahead and sing that song again. Remember, because if you are a child of God already, then you know what you should be doing. So, I hope that the Lord is also speaking to your heart. He spoke to me in so many ways. And I'm so thankful, so grateful now, even more, that I still have my mother. Even though I don't have a dad, but I bless him. I ask God, wherever he's at, if he's still alive, bless him. I want to honor him too. Because he deserved it. I used to think he didn't. But when I came to the Word of God, and, well, I'm continuing to be transformed. So let me tell you that. Romans 12:2 is a verse that we should all know. God wants us to be continually transformed here in our minds, because this is where the enemy attacks. He tells you you're not worthy, or your dad left you, or your dad left your mom and because so-and-so. But we're called to honor them regardless. I know it's not easy when you're being hurt. It's not. It took me so many years to finally come to the conclusion that God says in His Word, Matthew 6, chapter 14, 15, verses 14, 15, that I need to forgive my mother and my father. It applies to all of them, but because of the message for today, it goes to mom and dad. I am to forgive them for what they've done to me. And you just let it go and give it to God. He'll take care of it. He'll take care of you. You're still here. And remember, when we go to heaven, we will have new bodies, incorruptible.